Was last night.
Was last night. They got one.
Bringing the bat. You gotta. I think the bat will work if you put the bat on the ball. So.
Why is it Sterling? And I see it everywhere. I don't care who's playing. 80% of the time, it's a fastball, first pitch, fastball right down the middle, and that bat don't leave that shoulder.
Well, I mean, you kind of want to make the pitches work.
But it's become obvious over the years he's going to fire his best pitch first. He's not going to throw you some sinking curve. He's going to try to get ahead on the count.
Once you get behind, I think you're in a hole. And so you're, usually that's the case. You want to work the pitch a little bit.
And when you get up to a 3-0 count, which happened twice when I was watching last night, the guy struck out.
Oh, man.
Another thing you don't want to do, you don't want to have a pitcher give him an opportunity to get in like a 5-pitch inning out of the deal. You know, you go up there and swing at the first 2 pitches, you got 2 outs. He threw 2 pitches. I mean.
Well, we didn't. Well, listen, he did it anyway last night. I mean, what do you guys think? What's your feeling on today? What time do they play tonight at 8? Is that the deal? What time do we play?
We play at 8, and I feel good about it. We got,
do you? All right.
We got DJ on the hill. And
Baxendale, yeah. It's our best pitcher.
Yeah, and so they done used their 2 best, so we all be getting close to the third guy, fourth guy now, and we can get to the bullpen, and maybe we can – score some runs on. We scored runs on them in the regular season, so I'm pretty confident about tonight, mainly because we got our ace on the hill. So, that's why you win the first game. So you're gonna have to win 2 back-to-back. So I mean, you got that one.
They gotta have to score some runs now. Come on.
Yeah, you gotta
score one. You gotta at least score one.
At least.
So win nothing game. So I mean, I'm pretty confident. There's no reason not to be confident. It wasn't like we got blew out last night.
50-50. It's just as much pressure on one as it is the other. It's all even. It's one game, and that determines it.
Yeah, that's right. And my question for you, Tom, is, I mean, what do you want Bo to do with this show? I mean, let's be his offensive coordinator. What do you want him to do?
I want him to spread his wings and talk about but I'm wrong, because there's obviously a following for it. I am so tired of hearing talk about, A, the Arkansas Razorback uniforms, B, who's going to be the next football coach? C, what do you think Arkansas is going to do in football this year? I just tire of that. I just tire of it. The same thing every day. Tiger Bait comes on there. He says the same thing every day.
Every show.
And so when we get Tiger Bait on, I won't let him talk about that stuff. I'll make him talk about women's tennis. And don't get me wrong. I've said 100 times, I think Bo Mattingly is the best professional broadcaster on radio in this state. But I just get tired of it. That, you asked me, I told you. It's always the same. It's not a sports call-in show. It's a Razorback call-in show.
That's right. Yeah.
So you're right about that. I mean, but do you want to branch out in different?
I'd like to hear him talk about NBA some. I'd like to hear him talk about NASCAR some. I'd like to hear him talk about other than sports every once in a while, because he's about to hit a wall here, as we all are in this business.
Well, it's amazing. You can say all of a sudden it'll be another week from now. He'll go, all right, today, 9 games or 10 games. I mean, he will still try to work, and that's his bread and butter. That's what he goes
to.
And
throwing that out twice a week during the season, Razorback time, during the summertime. I got no problem with that. But he's going to hit the wall that we all hit after the NBA Finals are all over and Arkansas is not playing the World Series. And you got to come up with other stuff. I have nothing at all but respect for Bo Mattingly. I make that perfectly clear.
Did he do a bracket at one time? I think he sort of expanded. Didn't he do a bracket?
Yeah,
he did
candy bars.
Yeah. And, but I think he's I really and truly, I don't hold this against him. I think he's trying, or his goal in life is higher than mine.
Sure.
I think he's wanting to be an ESPN guy.
Sure.
Like
he
that.
Has the look. I mean, all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got the look. If you're balding and
the
thin.
But the week he played the Jackie Sherrill tape over and over and over and over again, and then. When it came out that maybe Jackie Sherrill wasn't telling the truth, he kind of had nowhere to go. He was stuck in the mud.
Well, I haven't listened to him because I've been helping out in charities.
Love you, Bo. I love you.
What
I'm
is the deal with
saying?
I mean, is he's in Omaha?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sure that he's talking about baseball. He's got some expert coming on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Sterling, what do you say?
And he's the best connected sports
player. Oh, by far. Yeah. The guy's got connected. If he doesn't get a job at ESPN, it's because they have photos or something. What do you say, Sterling? I mean, do you still talk about the coaching situation?
I mean, we can talk about, I don't mind talking about different sports, but I'd like for him to stick to sports. You can throw in a little entertainment and a little funny stuff every now and then, but I mean, he can stretch
out. All right, here's a prime example.
I got another question.
Here's a prime example, though, Sterling. The day that the I'll Have Another dropped out of the race was on a Friday. It happened about 11 o'clock. He did not mention that story his entire show, because I listened to it just because I was doing, just checking. He did not mention that his entire show. And I just was like, really? You're going to talk about the Razorbacks helmets and the number horse that was running for the Triple Crown, and you're not even going to mention that he dropped out? But I will say this, there is an audience for what he does.
Of course, of course, of course. And you're right, he is an outstanding broadcaster.
Yes, he is.
I think what we've just pointed out is that he tapes his program.
And when you call him and bust me out, please tell him that I said that he was the best broadcaster in the state. I think he is. And he's younger, and he's got a lot of future in front of him.
He's got the look. He's got the Van Gundy look.
Yeah, and I like Van. You know what? I like Van Gundy.
I do too.
I enjoy his commentary.
I do, too. He's fun. Him and Mike Breen.
Straight. Yeah.
Breen's got a long
way. Brother?
Yeah, I did get that. I have another. I got that from a text from my wife. I didn't get it from Bo's show. That's how I found out. But another thing, what's wrong with the heartbeat? What you got against the heartbeat, man?
I ain't got nothing against
the heartbeat. I like the music. We just think the 80s format would be a bigger audience, a larger.
And it would be.
Yeah.
And we do have another sister station.
That's similar in music to the 80s format than the heartbeat. I love that music. I love Motown and some of the old classics.
I don't care which one they change, and they won't change either one. I'm just thinking out loud, and I'm thinking that there's a place for an all 80s format. I ain't got nothing against the heartbeat. I ain't got nothing against the point. I just think that there comes a time that you got to make a call.
Because there's not one. It's just like there was not a sports station here until you guys became one.
And Sterling, you remember about 20 years ago, they had, what was it?
Cool 95.
Cool 95, and it said nothing but 60s all the time.
Which was great.
And then they had nothing but 70s all the time.
Which was great.
And I think it's time for an all-80s format. That's all I'm saying. I ain't got nothing against them stations. I got my own fish to fry right
here. Absolutely. You give me an 80s station with Bo Mattingly doing mornings, and I'm all over it.
Yeah, I thought you were trying to get rid of my point because, you know, when y'all go to the hamburger talk, I go to the point, then you get back to it.
Oh! Well, you know what?
Wait a minute.
Well, you better turn it right now. I'm going to give you 3, 2, 1. Today at 11 to 1, it is Steak Burger Fridays at the Butcher Shop. So come one, come all. Steak Burger Fries and a drink for $10. What are you kidding me?
Jordan, what do you do? I had somebody ask me yesterday, what do you do for a living that you can have time to call each show throughout the day on the buzz? What do you do for a living?
I work at Verco Manufacturing. You know, we get these things called breaks.
So you do what you call during your breaks.
These things called breaks.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, I respect you. You tell it like it is, if nothing else. But I'll give you a one-day warning the next time we're going to talk about hamburgers.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great show.
Thanks. You right, too, Sterling.
Now we got Andrew and Danica Patrick, huh? Good.
Oh, good. Patrick, what's up?
Yeah, those results are from the Nationwide series.
That's right.
Is that the Saturday deal?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I'm still a little stunned.
I am too. NASCAR's not marketing that more. I'm surprised.
I am stunned at it because she is ranked 10th.
That's still a pretty big
deal.
Is
that the minor league though, Patrick? How do people perceive that?
Yeah, that is kind of the.
But
it's still something for her first time. Yeah.
But she's got a very good team. There's a lot of money, but. Behind her.
But you know what?
But to be 10th
in the Nationwide and not get the pub.
Well, can we put a monkey in that? He's saying, listen, she's set up. She's got a great racing team. Could we put anybody? Could Roger get in there and do almost as good as her?
No. And I mean, she's got the talent. There's no question.
I'd be in the top 20, but I wouldn't be 10.
There's names out there. What? I mean, names in NASCAR that are behind her in those standings.
What is it that a woman can do driving that's better than a man?
Put on makeup.
What makes her better than everybody else?
I don't know,
but she sure looks good in that.
Yes, she does.
Sweating.
I'd rather see her. I'd rather see shots of her than Jimmy Johnson. I'm sorry.
Being ridiculous.
Jimmy Johnson's not on the cover of ESPN the magazine.
You're being ridiculous as usual because when they're driving, they're wearing a space outfit anyhow.
But who's now, on the cover of ESPN the magazine?
If you're talking about driving a convertible down the street, I'd rather see Danica
Patrick. Answer my question, though. Of all the NASCAR drivers, who do they put on ESPN the magazine cover? And she has not won a race. How ironic is that? Of course, it was an article about her and about women in sports, so maybe that's what the deal was. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I could outrace her.
You could outrace her. Oh, God. Go you know what? First of all, if she walked through the door, you'd melt. And you'd ask her what size shoe she wore and does she like 200 pounds.
And that's to throw her off the game. Tommy, I think David's right. I think he could. So not only will we have a 100-yard race.
Who are better drivers, women or men?
Not only will we have a 100-yard foot race, we do the Olympics. We've got to get out of the Benton Speed Bowl or on golf carts or something, and we've got to have a race between guys and women.
Do you think women could drive better than you, Roger?
Not
Tommy?
At all.
Tommy?
Some, yeah.
No, not a one of them.
Hell yeah.
Come on.
Well, y'all
come
are
on.
Not one.
Show some pride.
No, seriously.
Show some pride.
You guys are absolutely out of your mind.
No.
I'm a man.
There's no way you could even get in a NASCAR car and go 150
Bring
miles an
it,
hour.
Becca. Bring it.
No,
I wouldn't be 10. I'd be probably
first
top 20.
You would not. First of all,
I'm with you.
First of all, you got to get a
booster. You want me to bring up my batting average?
You got to get a booster seat. You got to get the pedals brought up. And there's no way I've ridden with you when you were driving that van in the fast lane doing 45 miles an hour.
Coming up here a little bit later. Here
Sterling,
we go.
Do you see what I'm dealing with? The lies. Oh, I could outdrive Danica Patrick. That's why I'm sitting up here doing the radio show.
This is...